So let me introduce our next speakers. We have to my left Joe Gorfita, and we have Leighton Carr up here to talk about site planning and commercial development. Joe is managing partner at Nichols Jackson in Dallas. He's an attorney with a diverse practice focused on municipal law and land use issues. He's a city attorney for a number of Texas cities and advises other local government entities on numerous aspects of the law. He's a frequent speaker in the area of land development. He's been the co-chair of this conference and the land use conference for about the past 4 years. He just gave that up, passed that baton. So welcome. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. It was great. So welcome, Joe. And we have Leighton Hewitt. I'm sorry, Leighton Hewitt. My gosh, I'm a tennis fan, in case you can't tell. Leighton Carr. He is the floodplain administrator and utility engineer for the city of Round Rock, where he's worked for nearly 15 years. Before that, he was with the Planning and Development Services. He was their engineering division manager, facilitating development permitting, site subdivision development from annexation through closeout. In his current position, he reviews utilities, flood studies, drainage studies for technical correctness and advises Round Rock departments on all these issues. He's also been a private sector engineer, so he comes with all sorts of experience for us today. He has a BS in civil engineering from UT. He's a professional engineer, and I believe this is the first time that he's going to be speaking here at the Land Use Conference. So let's welcome Leighton and Joe.
I'm going to do exactly what Tad told us not to do, and that is how many people in here, from a perspective standpoint, we're going to be talking about site plans. And the fun about site plans is every municipality is different as far as the site plan requirements. When are site plans required? Are they required as part of the platting process? Are they a concept plan? When do I have to provide a site plan? Who approves the site plans? Do they go to the city council? Are they approved administratively? So I have the privilege of speaking up here with Lanton, and he's going to give the engineering perspective, almost like the staff perspective, as it relates to site plans and what it is that they look for. And I'm going to give the city attorney perspective, maybe also a developer perspective, as it relates to the legal aspects related to site plans. But kind of what's helpful for me is kind of understanding who we have in the room. Who do we have in here that actually is involved with planning at the municipal level, county level? Any planners? Don't be shy. Okay, great. So we got the planners. Okay, where are the attorneys? How many of you are developer attorneys? Represent developers. Okay, excellent. And I think that's and who am I leaving out? No council members, right? They're just watching. And I think that's important because I found myself in a situation a couple weeks ago with one of my municipalities where the site plan process, approval process, actually goes to the P&Z and to the city council. This council is very hands-on when it comes to site plan. And you have both the city attorney up there at the dais with the city council. You've got your engineer, your planning staff. You've got your developer. You've got the developer's engineer. And it's like a perfect storm, right, for a four-hour council meeting when the site plan approval process is coming forward and council sees on there, oh, my gosh, we're getting a place that specializes in bathrooms, brisket, and beavers. And they don't realize, well, it's already approved, you know, on the zoning. And you're trying to teach them that, you know, you're not here to regulate the briskets, bathroom, and beavers. I saw that on a sign when I drove in from Dallas. I didn't make that up. So I was trying to write it down. Can I remember the three B's? I kept saying beer. I said, don't get up there and say beer. But we're not up here to regulate the bathrooms or the brisket or the beavers. We're up here to regulate the site plan and what's involved in the site plan approval process. So from a fundamental standpoint, most importantly, I wish I figured this out until I was like 5 years into my career and sitting at these P&Z meetings and city council meetings is, each municipality is different as far as site plan approval and where site plan approval occurs. When I use the term site plan approval, it applies to other things too. Concept plans, preliminary platting, which was discussed earlier by Kim. You saw the preliminary platting process. There's some cities that require a concept plan to be attached to a preliminary plat. And so you may find yourself, whether you're the engineer, the staff member, or the attorney, where the council is approving a preliminary plat. As you heard before, you approve a preliminary plat if what? If it meets all the requirements of the code, right?